Morning, everyone. It's GPD. It's Tuesday morning at about 9 o'clock. Now, there's going to be a very common theme to these audio booths over the next couple months. And that theme is going to be, oh my God, it's so fucking hot. I can't believe it. It gets really hot in Tokyo and in a lot of parts of Japan in the summertime. And it gets hot early. So, like, even at 9 o'clock in the morning, I'm already melting. And it's not just the heat, it's really the humidity. You know how they say, like, it's a dry hot, so it's not that hot? Well, this is a wet hot. So I was sweating before I even got out of the elevator this morning. And, you know, walking Ty to daycare, it's about 15 minutes. I don't know, just the sun just beating down on you is so hot. I need a big hat to, like, cover my whole body and cast a shadow over me, because I feel like I'm melting. But anyway, I survived the drop-off. Now I'm going to go home where I have delicious air conditioning. Although, unfortunately, there is no air conditioning in my office. So I have to, like, open the door to the living room and take a fan and blow the air conditioning in through there. Although maybe, just maybe, it might make sense to put an air conditioner in my office finally. Although I've managed for 3 years without it. But I don't know. It's not fun. It's not fun. So let's see. Yesterday I played a lot more Red Faction and a lot more Prototype. I was saddened to learn that my one copy of Ghostbusters that I had ordered from PlayAsia got delayed. I guess there's some distributor issues and they did not get their stock in or whatever. So no Ghostbusters for me, but I did see that Shipwreck posted a Ghostbusters review on the front page of cheapassgamer.com, and reading that made me miss that I did not have the game, because he seemed to like it. And, you know, I like Ghostbusters. I want to bust ghosts. I want to throw traps down and not cross the streams and all that stuff. So I would try to, I don't know, I think I'd just wait for it to come in for PlayAsia. I already have my order in. I mean, I could go to Akihabara and try to pick it up, but I got a feeling that they don't have it either. And it's too hot to really go anywhere until the sun goes down. So I think it's just best that I focus on Prototype and Red Faction. Prototype, it's missing something. I'm not quite sure what it is yet, and I haven't finished the game yet. I mean, it is a lot of fun to run around Manhattan, and, I mean, you had some crazy powers in that game. You can run up the sides of buildings, you can jump like crazy. I mean, the powers are very similar to the Hulk. If you played that Hulk game, it was on the PS2 and Xbox. I forgot exactly what it was called. Ultimate Destruction. Incredible Hulk, Ultimate Destruction. It's very similar to that, and you can see, you know, that it's the same developers just from, you know, when you play the game. But I'm not sure what is missing from the game that's keeping me from just going crazy about it. I don't know. The story seems fine, and I don't know. We'll talk about it on the podcast this week. But I don't know. Just something. And I don't know. Looking forward to my fifth anniversary dinner on Friday. Not sure where we're going yet. My wife is having a very difficult time trying to decide what to buy me, because very difficult to buy presents for, because I don't really want anything. So I don't know. I knew what she wanted, and she wanted some fancy bracelet, which I already took care of. But I don't know. She keeps asking me what I want, and I keep telling her I have no idea. So I don't wear jewelry, and I don't know. I have a watch or two. So it's like, I don't know. What else do men get for their anniversaries? I don't know. iPhone 3GS maybe? Well, I think that's it. Let me see what time I'm at here. Oh, 4 minutes. Okay. Well, I'm going to say goodbye. I think tomorrow you'll have a CADcast instead of this, if all goes well. And I'll see you then. Bye.